Caribbean Sun. My name is Iowa. With me in studio and my back at C4. Top shot out.
We there, we there.
Quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at rcistlucia.com. You could also hand deliver your letter if you're going to write it on paper to our studio. You could type it out, print it out, and deliver it to us at our studio in San Jose. We'd like that. We'd love that. And let me remind you that, folks, letter is rated E for everyone. Be very careful with your contribution. You could argue. You'd have to agree with us. But just keep it clean. Okay, people? Keep it clean. Right. It's rated E for everyone. The children love it as well. Okay, so the number you need to dial is 4523046. That is 4523046. Overseas people, 1-758-4523046. Please turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to us on when you're calling. Just turn it down. Turn it down. You're going to hear us in that phone. In that phone. Okay, people? And we want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers. All you need to do is just say first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. We love first time. We are priests. Oh, man. First time callers. We love all callers. Yeah, but you see, those of you who will be calling for the first time, we love you. All right. You in your car. You locked in. You're on a bus. Thank you for tuning in. Let's go straight into this afternoon's headline. Reads, we met at an event. I was with my friends. He just kept on staring at me. So I said to him, what happened? You like to see me? He came over to us and he said, yes. Ay, ay, ay. He was actually admiring me and wouldn't mind getting to know me better. He spent the entire night with me and my two friends. He took care of us, our drinks. He got us stuff to eat. It was great. A month later, we are still friends. We've actually gotten closer over the past few weeks. He invited me to his home and I went. I was excited since that was the first time we would be alone together. He came to meet me at home at about 8 p.m. I live with my roommate. I never even thought about if he was seeing anybody. Because from the time we met Iowa, we speak almost every day. He was always behind me. Man on a mission. He would pick me up after work sometimes, take me liming, and drop me home after. And the thing is, we were always out together from the time we met. So all that telling me, he's single? We got to his home. I tell you, I was so looking forward to that night.
I like how she write that.
That night, because I like him. There was food, he had snacks and wine, and played music. Wow. We were dancing and things were going very well. About 45 minutes after being at his home, the music playing, but as if I was hearing a noise like somebody knocking on the door. I telling myself, don't tell me he not hearing that. So I turned down the music. I was bro on the door. And a woman shouting, open there! Why? And a woman shouting, open there, open there. The first words out of his mouth was, F. Obviously, he was not expecting the girl. I asked him who it was. He said, just a friend. She was crying, accusing him of doing things to hurt her, calling him a dog, and telling him he's going to pay. So I myself start to laugh, because the girl was putting on a show. And I said, want to see who's that person with all that drama. I asked him if he not going to open the door for her. He said, no, be quiet. She will go away. But the girl outside screaming, she not going anywhere until he opened the door. Then he asked me if I can do something for him. He asked me to go and hide in the room and lock the door so he can talk to her and then get her to go. At first, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Tell that girl go. But then I thought about it and said to him, well, okay, if that's what it takes to make her go away, then why not? So I went in his room and locked the door like he asked. But when he let her inside, she did not want to talk to him. She wanted the person in the room. Now I go for myself. She started banging on the bedroom door, talking about, if I am woman, come outside. She have something for me. So I... So I opened the door and came outside. I tell her, look me. She was the one who came after me first, and I had to defend myself. I am not the troublemaker. She had a hand in my face, so I pushed her, and she fell on his glass center table, and it broke. Yeah. Wow. She got cut. A few of his things were damaged because of the fight, but it was not my fault. She had time to grab me, and I got some scratches, but I didn't play with her. She got some leaks too. Eventually, he held her and brought her outside.
Warrior.
Listening to their argument, it sounded like she used to stay with him, but she left. He kept telling her, she's overreacting, calm down, but she was not listening. Apparently, he still does things for her, and because of that, she believes that he still wants her, but he doesn't. He wanted me to wait for him to drop me home, but I had already called my roommate and her boyfriend to come meet me. My question is, why should I leave him alone when he clearly wants me in his life? He says... He says it all the time. Give him a chance. Give him time to make things right. But the only thing is, when I told my roommate what happened, she said I should not have opened the door. I had to just stay in the room. The girl would have left after a while. I just wanted to see who she was. But she wanted to fight. And that's why all that happened. But he did apologize to me, although I have not seen him from the time all the Roro happened, which is about 2 weeks ago. But we still communicate and have plans to meet this weekend. Why don't some women know when to stop, Iowa? She has no shame. She dogging behind the man. I will never dog behind a man that don't want me. And he doesn't want her. Right now, he's trying to figure out a way to prevent her from ever doing what she did there again. I mean, why should I be the one to leave him alone when he's making every effort to make sure that I am in his life? You know what I'm saying, my girl? I hope that we can become even closer and have a more solid relationship. Boy, I hope she gets the picture that she needs to move on. Let me read it one more time and then you call. 4523046. We met at an event. I was with my friends. He just kept on staring at me. So I said to him, what happened? Like, you see me? He came over to us and he said, yes. He was actually admiring me and wouldn't mind getting to know me better. He spent the entire night with me and my two friends. He took care of our drinks and got us stuff to eat. It was great. A month later, we are still friends. So that really is, that's a fresh thing. Okay. We've actually gotten closer over the past few weeks. Iowa invited me to his home and I went. I was excited since that was the first time we would be alone together. He came to meet me at home about 8 p.m. I live with my roommate. I never even thought about if he was seeing anybody because from the time we met Iowa, we speak almost every day. He always behind me. He would pick me up after work, sometimes take me liming and drop me home after. And the thing is, we were always out together from the time we met. So all that telling me he's single. We got to his home. And I tell you, I was so looking forward to that night because I like him. There was food, he had snacks and wine, and he played music. We were dancing and things were going very well. About 45 minutes after being at his home, the music playing. But as if I was hearing a noise like somebody knocking on the door, I telling myself, don't tell me he not hearing that. So I turned down the music. I was bro on the door. And a woman shouting, open there. The first words out of his mouth was, O-F. Obviously, he was not expecting the girl. I asked him who it was. He said, just a friend. She was crying, accusing him of doing things to hurt her, calling him a dog and telling him he's going to pay. So I myself start to laugh because the girl was putting on a show. And I said, want to see who's that person with all that drama. And ask him if he's not going to open that door for her. That girl like C4. See that girl there?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, no, be quiet.
Kakanez.
Yeah, kakakada. That's the word. He said, no, be quiet. She will go away. But the girl outside screaming, she's not going anywhere until he opened the door. Then he asked me if I can do something for him. He asked me to go and hide in the room and lock the door so he can talk to her and then get her to go. At first, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Tell that girl go. But then I thought about it and said to him, well, okay, if that's what it takes to make her go away, then why not? So I went in his room and I locked the door like he asked. But when he let her inside, she did not want to talk to him. She wanted the person in the room. Now, I good for myself. She started banging on the bedroom door, talking about, if I am a woman, come outside. She has something for me. So I opened the door and I came outside. I tell her, look me. She was the one who came after me first. And I had to defend myself. I am not the troublemaker. She had a hand in my face. So I pushed her and she fell on his glass center table and it broke. She got cut. A few other things were damaged because of the fight, but it was not my fault. She had time to grab me and I got some scratches, but I didn't play with her. She got some licks too. Eventually, he held her and brought her outside. Listening to the argument, it sounded like she used to stay with him, but she left. He kept telling her she's overreacting. Calm down. But she was not listening. Apparently, he still does things for her. And because of that, she believes that he still wants her. But he doesn't. He wanted me to wait for him to drop me home. But I had already called my roommate and a boyfriend to come meet me. My question is, why should I leave him alone when he clearly wants me in his life? He says it all the time. Give him a chance. Give him time to make things right. But the only thing is, when I told my roommate what happened, she said I should not have opened the door. I had to just stay in the room. The girl would have left after a while. I just wanted to see who she was. But she wanted to fight. And that's why all that happened. But he apologized to me. Although I have not seen him from the time all the ruru happened, which is about 2 weeks ago. But we still communicate and have plans to meet this weekend. Why don't some women know when to stop, Iowa? She has no shame. She dogging behind a man. I will never dog behind a man that don't want me. And he doesn't want her. Right now, he's trying to figure out a way to prevent her from ever doing what she did there again. I mean, why should I be the one to leave him alone when he is making every effort to make sure that I am in his life? I'm hoping that we can become even closer and have a more solid relationship. I hope she gets the picture that she needs to move on. Okay, let me go to the phone. 4523046C4. Let me take our first call. Good afternoon, Letla.
Good afternoon, Timothy.
Hey, you on here, caller. How you doing?
I'm not too good, but I'm hanging in Iowa.
Yeah, what the weather doing you?
But the weather have me not good, pal.
The weather have you not good?
Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I understand what you went through and stuff, because if I was in your place, I would have done the same thing. No?
Like what? Do what?
I hand call. Of course I want to see who that there. Hello.
You want to see who that making all
she
that?
She said something in the letter, like, oh, that guy wanted, that guy keeps saying he wanted, that's bullshit. Right? I guess I'm thinking the man, you all haven't had sex as yet. So obviously he will say he wants you. He shown anything?
If he doing what?
If he's showing her that he's really interested, like he really wants her.
But he invests in time, money, not only on her. You were not listening, but on her friends as well.
Where? And the man have a psycho woman doing things for the woman thinking they're together still?
Yeah, but I mean, that's how women are, man.
The writer, that guy needs to work on what he has with that person. She needs to accept it, whatever. We're not even going there. But I think you need to give that fella some, give him some space, please. Yes, you say you like him and stuff, but look at all that happened there and stuff. That didn't call for. Apparently, the girl knew the guy had somebody there. That's why she insisted she wanted to go in the bedroom. All right, so I just said I'm not sleeping with the girl. I am the man, woman. He maybe put her out. Maybe he had plans to bring you over. Because you can't tell me, I saw him send the house a little few minutes later. You ain't go over the door.
The girl reached there making noise. And
so what had that happened? The girl just, something missing there.
So, Kola, you believe they're still in a relationship? The fella?
Yes, I was. Because you can't tell me, you come, you, okay, if we break up, I don't have the right to my woman just burst open the door and say I want to see what's in the house. I cannot do that unless I have something with you.
Boy, you don't know you have some crazy people like that on there. How you mean you don't need the ego?
Oh, well.
Of course.
Well, I believe the guy still has something with her.
Right. But he doesn't want her. He doesn't want her.
That's what he's making the writer think.
So he still wants her. That's what you're saying.
Huh. The man, you know, he still wants the man. That's where the man is. Or maybe they have some problems. I mean, so maybe he can do.
Call her that relationship over. The year on that girl. The new one he wants. He wants
you know what he wants? You know what you want. You cannot tell me the girl coming out. Okay, you open the door for her to speak things. And she insisted in the bedroom she wants to go.
No. He told her to go in the room.
But no, you're not doing that. You know you tell me to go in the bedroom. You're still telling the girl to go in the bedroom. So what are you supposed to mean?
No, he didn't tell the girl.
So what am I going to say now, Iowa?
You misunderstood the letter or you didn't hear properly. What happened is when the girl came there knocking on the door was not yet open. So he tell the girl that was in the house, go in the bedroom,
uh-huh,
and lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for him to let the other one in. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right, so the other one came in. So the door was locked when she came in the door, in the house. The bedroom door was locked, and the other girl was inside the bedroom. That's what happened.
Yes, I got that.
Right. So what are you saying there about he telling her go in the bedroom?
But she insisted she wanted to go in the bedroom.
Right, she wanted to go in the bedroom.
But he was supposed to stop that, Iowa.
He was supposed to stop that?
Of course.
Of course, well,
you can't tell me you have me there. After you tell me to go in the bedroom, your woman still want to come in the bedroom behind me? Or you just there not doing anything? And you pull a girl outside her.
Kora, there are some people who are...
Right, sir. Kora. The man is the woman. Now you better leave the people that toxic thing alone. Leave them alone, please.
Kora, I don't
think... genuinely yours, it will come to you. But don't get yourself involved. Yes, like the fellow thing. That can't fade away.
So leave him alone. Leave the guy alone?
Yes.
Kora, what?
Leave him alone.
Kora, you like somebody, you want the person.
It doesn't matter.
No,
yes, I like somebody. That driver, woman coming in the house, coming behind me.
Kola, you see what you're saying there? That is not how it works. You see somebody.
I want you to want the man in the woman.
Kola, hey.
Right, let the people alone, please. That is a toxic thing. Leave the people alone. The woman have more mad.
Kola, well, I understand what you're saying, but that is not how we behave when we like people. The thing is, don't leave them alone, you madman, Kola. Say, I like you.
For your safety, of course. It has to happen, eh?
Kola, say, I like you. And I want to have a relationship. We've gone out several times. We speak every day.
Yeah, I understand. You have a mad woman at the same time.
Kola.
You have a toxic woman looking for trouble with me. I will have to give you the space you need to work things out with her. Okay? I need to step back. And I will allow you to work things out with her. Try and make her understand that it's over. And then you come to me.
Yeah, but Kola, there are people who were in relationships. The relationship is over. But one party just cannot get over the other person. They still want to hang on for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kola, that's never happened to you.
Okay,
you
so the woman, she's not understanding. She's not understanding that the guy is over with her. But at the same time, I am going to be there with the guy, and then I'm not even happy. I can't even say we can go out because the woman following us because of it. So I don't understand that, Iowa. I leave the man alone, and the man deal with his situation.
Kola, the girl says she's not going anywhere. The girl not going anywhere. She's not leaving him alone, eh?
Well, they were at the drama. Let them fight for the...
Now, Kola, before you leave, I have one more question to ask you, right? You there?
I'm there.
Kola, you don't want to see who the person is outside there?
Of course I will. Wait, of course I will. Hello. The man told me to go in the bedroom. He's not going to riot there. I open the door. I want to see.
You're not opening the door, Kola?
You're not opening the door. I want to see what I want to see.
Kola, that's why.
I want to see, and I don't know what
you
there.
You know how Sipon is? Sipon say you cackiness. That's your problem. You
I think other people would have agreed that I would want to see you.
You want to see the person?
Even if they were outside, I'd still go through the window or come out. I want to see. I want to peep. I want to see what I'm making that noise.
You want to see the girl?
Of course, I'm not looking for trouble, but I want to see who's creating all that chaos, all that noise and stuff.
Drama.
But I got really wrong for coming to you. My girl, you right there?
No, Kola, she was wrong.
You didn't give her enough.
Kola, listen to me. Kola, listen to me before you move. You do not live there. You do not live there, right? Right? So you can't come and knock on nobody door. Bro.
Well, that's the girl man. Apparently, because you know what they call it, the writer said.
So, Kola,
from what she heard, they were living together.
So, Kola, let me ask you a question. You and your boyfriend don't live together. So you just pick up and just go at his home any time of the night and just knock on his door? Without calling?
But my man that day.
What?
My man, even if we don't live together, you're my man. Of course, I can come by you when I feel
Kola, without calling, without informing, without letting you
know. But I'm surprised, but that's my man. I'm surprised you're not coming over.
No! And you need to stop that!
Yeah.
You need to stop!
I want where you come from. I want you wrong for that. That's my man. We were together, even if we doesn't live together, but you're my man. I can come on you unexpectedly, give you a surprise. What nothing wrong with that?
Why would you do that? Why would you come on him unexpected?
How you mean, Iowa? I want to ask no question. That's my little eye. Nothing wrong in that.
So you just appear unannounced?
Of course.
Now I know you like that.
That's not good, Kola. If that is something you practice, you need to stop that. Need to stop that. Don't do that, okay?
What about when the men just do it, Iowa? Nothing for that.
They're still wrong.
Yeah, that would.
Okay. And I don't see anything wrong with that, yeah? If we're not living together, you're my boyfriend, you're living on your own. Of course, I can just come over. Come with some flowers, some roses for you, a little
That is talking about vibes are there.
You see, you are very toxic. Timasi!
Hey! Thank you, Kola. You've been awesome, as usual. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear what are you thinking on this afternoon's letter? 4523046. 4523046 is the number to call. And let us know what you think. Let us know whether or not you believe that should you really give him some space, like the first caller said, and let him fix his business before she actually takes this any further with him. But I think that, you know, given the fact that is constantly in contact with her. According to her, they speak, almost every day. I mean, that is some real interest there. He's showing interest in her. And according to what she says in the letter, it never looked like he had anybody in his life. Now, if you are at somebody's home, you know, and the person's partner or girlfriend reaches there, you won't know if that is him or the girlfriend. But you know what she said in the letter, that no, it looked like she used to live there and they had something. But no, not anymore. And not because somebody you were in a relationship does things for you means that you're still together. If you're in a relationship with somebody and the person, like say you want, like a few letters ago, somebody say, okay, so you want gas, and I come and I buy gas for you, on the way home. Well, it don't even have to be on the way home. If you're in need, and you figure, okay, you want me to get something for you, whether it be in the supermarket or you're hungry somewhere, pick up something for you to eat and so on. And I do it. And we were in a relationship. I'm being kind to you. Does this mean that we are still together? Huh, people? Does it mean that I still want you? Does it mean that you can just show up anytime you feel like? According to the first caller, just show up and bring roses. You bring flowers, you bring chocolates, you bring eats. No. And do you all support that, people? Do you all support that? Those of you who are in healthy relationships, healthy meaning perhaps happy, you have no issues in your relationship. Do you figure that at any time you just show up at your partner's home, unannounced? Boy, let me tell you. I'm gonna read it again in just a little while. Just be patient, people. And there's another thing. Should she have opened that bedroom door and come outside?
You don't like to listen.
Should she have remained, or was she supposed to remain in that bedroom until that girl left, until the other person left? Are people? Now to me, I don't have that kind of patience. I don't have that kind of patience to go and hide. In fact, I don't go and hide nowhere. I go and hide nowhere. I walk in out front door. That's it for?
Yeah, man, I just move in here.
You just move in. You just exit. And to me, reading that letter, that's what I thought she should have done. She called the roommate and the boyfriend after all the ruru went down. It's too late. It's already too late. From the time you heard the ba 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 bo 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 on the door, you know, and the lady coming inside and tells you, "I'm opening, you ready to go? Make your grand exit." You know? And then you would not have gone through all that. But then again, I suspect, as ladies, you all want to see who is the person on the outside. You know? I mean, as the king of Letla, I know now that women are wired totally differently. You know? Ladies, boy. You know what? She said, "I want, but I want to see." And I'm sure when the other ladies call, they will say the same thing, that they want to see who's the person with all the drama on the outside. But family, that can lead to a lot of things. That can lead to so many things. You know? Okay, Dudu, let me do it again. Let's take a break to acknowledge our sponsors, our two sponsors, and then we come back. Lakeland RCI is sponsored by Fruitsy CMOS. You know what they say about Fruitsy, right? And Access.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
Boy, that CMOS makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy CMOS? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy CMOS is full of natural goodness your body needs. CMOS is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy CMOS. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy CMOS, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashree's brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashree's brand for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. You remember the number to dial is 4523046. When we reopen the lines, 4523046. Don't keep your opinion to yourself. Let's read that Letla one more time and then continue to take your calls. Here we go. Hi, well, caller, hold on, caller. We met at an event. I was with my friends. He just kept on staring at me. So I said to him, "What happened? You like to see me?" That's what they say. "What happened? You like to see me?" He came over to us and he said, yes, he was actually admiring me and wouldn't mind getting to know me better. He spent the entire night with me and my two friends. He took care of our drinks and got us stuff to eat. It was great. Oh, yeah.
See, but when you do that,
you doing it? A month later, we are still friends. We've actually gotten closer over the past few weeks. Iwa invited me to his home and I went. I was excited since that was the first time we would be alone together. He came to meet me at home at about 8 p.m. I live with my roommate. And I never even thought about if he was seeing anybody. Because from the time we met Iwa, we speak almost every day. He always behind me. He would pick me up after work, sometimes take me liming and drop me home after. And the thing is, we were always out together from the time we met. So all that telling me he's single. We got to his home. I tell you, I was so looking forward to that night because I like him. There was food, he had snacks and wine and played music. We were dancing and things were going very well. About 45 minutes after being at his home, the music playing, but as if I heard a noise like somebody knocking on the door. I telling myself, don't tell me he's not hearing that. So I turned down the music. I was bro on the door. And a woman shouting, open there.
What kind of thing is that?
Open there. The first caller says she doing it. The first caller says she doing it. The first words out of his mouth was, oh, F. Obviously, he was not expecting the girl. I asked him who it was. He said, just a friend. She was crying, accusing him of doing things to hurt her, calling him a dog, and telling him he's going to pay. So I myself start to laugh, because the girl was putting on a show. And I said, want to see who's that person with all that drama. I asked him if he's not going to open the door for her. He said, no, be quiet. She will go away. But the girl outside screaming, she's not going anywhere until he opened the door. Then he asked me if I can do something for him. He asked me to go and hide in the room and lock the door so he can talk to her and then get her to go. At first, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Tell that girl go. But then I thought about it and said to him, well, okay, if that's what it takes to make her go away, then why not? So I went in his room and locked the door like he asked. But when he let her inside, she didn't want to talk to him. She wanted the person in the room. Now, I good for myself. She started banging on the bedroom door, talking about, if I am woman, come outside, she has something for me. So I opened the door and came outside. I tell her, look me. She was the one who came after me first, and I had to defend myself. I am not the troublemaker. She had her hand in my face, so I push her, and she fell on his glass center table, and it broke. She got cut. A few of his things were damaged because of the fight, but it was not my fault. She had time to grab me, and I got some scratches, but I didn't play with her. She got some licks too. Eventually, he held her and brought her outside. Listening to their argument, it sounded like she used to stay with him, but she left. He kept telling her she's overreacting. Calm down. But she was not listening. Apparently, he still does things for her, and because of that, she believes that he still wants her, but he doesn't. He wanted me to wait for him to drop me home, but I had already called my roommate and a boyfriend to come meet me. My question is, why should I leave him alone when he clearly wants me in his life? He says it all the time. Give him a chance, give him time to make things right. But the only thing is, when I told my roommate what happened, she said I should not have opened the door. I had to just stay in the room. The girl would have left after a while. Awa! See why I'm not going anywhere? Awa! I just wanted to see who she was. But she wanted to fight. And that is why all that happened. But he apologized to me. Although I have not seen him from the time all the Roro happened, which is about 2 weeks ago. But we still communicate and have plans to meet this weekend. Why don't some women know when to stop Iwa? She has no shame. She's dogging behind a man. I will never dog behind a man that don't want me. And he doesn't want her. Right now, he's trying to figure out a way to prevent her from ever doing what she did there again. I mean, why should I be the one to leave him alone when he is making every effort to make sure that I am in his life? I'm hoping that we can become even closer and have a more solid relationship. I hope she gets the picture. Let me go back to the phone, C4. Thank you for holding, caller. You are on the air.
T-Marcia.
Hey! Go ahead, caller.
The funny thing about that letter is, The writer asked, why don't some women know when to stop? Mm. When she herself obviously doesn't realize that she should be stopping too.
Stopping. From what?
The relationship, whatever it is that she has. The thing is, there are a lot of, when you're getting to know somebody, a lot of things happen in the course of getting to know them that tells us that we should stop, that, hey, this is fishy, something is going on, we should probably stay friends, or, you know.
Why?
But we usually find reasons to stay.
No, but call her. The girl never clarified she was in a relationship with the guy, eh?
No. But she wants one.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Her intention, from what it sounds like,
is
that she's looking forward to a relationship. They're building to a relationship.
Yes.
But you are placed in a situation that tells you that you shouldn't be in a relationship with this person. And if you really want to wait, allow them to settle their issues with the woman that was banging on the door. And the reason I say that is because, she said it sounded like the girl used to stay there and they had a thing.
Right.
But why did the girl leave? What if the girl found out that he was talking to her and she got sick and tired of his cheating ways?
What?
And she left.
Yeah, but why come there?
But why come there? Okay, so would she come back there?
Why come back there banging on the door?
Do you know what he's been saying to her? You only know what somebody says to you, you know. You don't know what they're saying to the other person. You mean to tell me some girl that you break up with how long ago is banging on your door, emotional, crying, saying you're deliberately doing things to hurt them, and you will pay for what you're doing for them, and your mind will tell you that's something that's fresh. That's not something that happened 2-4 months ago. That's something that's fresh.
Mm.
I know people that have been public with somebody else, and they're in a serious relationship. There's nothing, there's no law that people are a lot more open now. They're a lot more open now, and it doesn't sound to me like any of them had been intimate at all. So he could have easily said that was a female friend.
The way that girl was getting on there?
And to talk, no. I mean going out with the girl. Going out with the writer.
Mm-hmm.
He could have probably easily said that I was his friend. It doesn't sound like they had any intimate moments from the letter. I don't get that from the letter.
Me neither. I don't think that they had anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he could have lied and said that I was his friend. He could have lied and said that I was his family member. That's not a lie that men or women have not said before. That's not new.
Mm.
The man opened the door. As a matter of fact, he's telling the girl, you're overreacting. How is she overreacting?
By banging on his door?
Creating a scene? To what is she overreacting? To what? To what is she overreacting? You have another woman in the house. If in my mind, you and I are not completely having issues.
Well said, Cora. Well said. In your mind.
In my mind, yes. In my mind, we are not completely over because, like I said, you don't know what he's been saying to her. And as a matter of fact, if you've broken up with her, why are you still doing things for her? Why?
Friends.
Why?
So, Cora.
Why?
When you break
and,
up with
and some, there is somebody that you want to have a relationship with. So why are you still doing things for me, your ex? You don't expect me to feel like maybe you want us to still work out?
No.
Why? You can. Your actions and your words must always match as a human being, you know.
Mm. So, Kona, if we break up, I cannot do something.
You cannot look at somebody and tell them, look, we're not in a relationship, but we're doing relationship type things. You cannot tell somebody we're not together, but you're doing things for me. You're doing things for me that you always used to do before. What if that's what he's doing?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're in a relationship, eh?
Well, to me, I can't really understand what you're saying.
What if they were trying to What if in the girl's mind they were trying to mend their relationship? This girl that was banging on the door sounded extremely passionate about whatever it is she was banging on the door.
Yeah, but that's still not the way to handle a situation. I mean, if you have a problem with the guy having another woman in the house, you can't come and just make a scene at the man home.
I agree that that is not the way. However, that's the reality of life.
Yes.
That's what happens.
And it happens a lot.
And it happens a lot more than people walking away.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the caller should walk away, because it doesn't seem like this guy has tied up all of his loose ends. So why does he want to start something fresh with you and he still has lingering issues to deal with? Let him sort himself out if you really want to be with him. And how did it end up getting to a fight? Because if I recall correctly from the letter, she said that the guy had to put the girl out of the house, correct?
You've been sitting again, caller?
If I recall the letter correctly, after, like, in the interim of the fight, the guy put the girl out.
Yeah,
right?
The one who came knocking on the door.
Right.
Right, he brought her outside.
He couldn't put her out before the fight started while she was in my face with her hands. He couldn't hold her and put her out then. He couldn't call police because they have some psychotic person outside of his door that he don't want to deal with. He couldn't get police to get her off of his property.
I don't think that would go that far, caller. Come on.
What? No.
I mean, if you know somebody.
No, listen.
Mm.
A fight ensued. Glass broke. People got cut. That is how far it got.
Yes.
It could have gotten a lot worse.
Yes.
So if you care about my protection, your protection, and the girl's protection, get her off of the property. And to make it worse, you come and check me at my home and have to call somebody to pick me up. So what was he doing? What prevented him from bringing me back to my home safely?
Well, I guess he was trying to avoid the situation of the fight going on. That's why he told the girl not to come outside. And she...
No. I'm talking about the going home. The going home.
No, but they were still in an argument after the fight, caller. He and the girl I was banging on the door was still in an argument. So I guess during that time, she called her roommate.
That's why me as a woman, from the time somebody come in banging, knocking on your door, saying that you're going to pay for it and you're hurting my feelings and blah, 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 and you're going to pay for it.
You're going.
I'm going to take my little bag.
And go.
I'm going to take my little self. And I'm going to excuse myself.
Yes.
Especially when we get to the conversation about me hiding in your bedroom. When we were going out in public, I didn't have to go and hide in no toilet.
So, caller, that was not a good idea.
I didn't have to hide in a car.
Caller, that was not a good idea for her to go in the room.
No.
And let him try to get rid of the
girl. No. How was it a good idea? Didn't you see how it turned out?
It would have
been. Yeah, because
I'm not tell you that that's not the first girl he hide in the bedroom. How the girl knew to go in the bedroom and look for the girl? I am walking into my partner's apartment. I know he has somebody there. What if he asked the person to exit through the back door, through the kitchen door, through somewhere? What if the person is in the bathroom? What if the person hiding behind the sofa? Why go straight to the bedroom? This could have been a habit that he had. It could have been a habit. It was not a good idea to send her in the bedroom. And me as a woman, I would not have gone in the bedroom. From the time you suggest that to me, okay, bye.
Kola, listen.
Deal with your issues.
Kola, you see when you like somebody and you really want that person?
Can you imagine what's going to happen when you love them? When you like them, something like that happens. Can you imagine?
Kola,
what's going to happen when you
Kola,
love
let me
them?
Be, can I be honest with you, Kola?
Be honest.
If that happens to me, I'm with a girl and she said to me, boy, this I want a friend of mine come in, go in my room and hide.
I'm not doing it.
Kola, I doing it. I go in the room.
That's not fishy to you? Girl that you're dating randomly tells you, Kola, a friend of mine is coming over, and it's a male friend. A male friend that she used to mess with. Go in the room and hide. What are you, a magician? No. I'm not doing that.
Well, I would do it to avoid confrontation.
I'm not doing that.
I would do it to make
And then afterwards, you could maybe find out what's going on.
And the man is at the door banging, saying, open the door, or I'm going to break down the door.
Hold on, caller. So what if the guy had different, what if the woman had different intentions? Or something could have happened.
Which
so
woman?
You wouldn't.
Sorry,
you would,
which woman?
The person that's banging on the door.
Right. Had different intentions, like?
Like, anything could happen in that situation, you know?
Exactly.
What if the person was crazy and, you know, the person, you know?
The person obviously crazy. Well,
she had no right to come there. She had no right
to
come there, caller.
According to your first caller, that's a man, she has rights. I agree with the first caller. I don't see anything wrong with showing up. If there's nothing to hide, I don't see anything wrong with showing up.
But why would you just show up?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you show up?
Why wouldn't you just show up? Why not?
Yeah, because it's your partner. I mean, you know, you'll see very often.
I think it's a form of respect, caller. Respect and trust.
Trust, yes.
Yeah, don't do that. Caller, don't do that.
I'm being serious. I genuinely do not see a problem with just showing up at your
partner's home.
Partner's house. Especially if I know factually that you're not doing anything, you don't have any of your friends over. If you have friends over, I expect you to come in.
Well, if you know the money, you're not going there.
I'm coming. I'm coming. You have no friends there. I'm coming. I want to, like today that it's raining, I come in.
But Kola, you
just
call.
Expect me to pop
listen,
up.
Listen. Kola, but you call and say, hey, Ramkin, what happened?
No.
You know, I'm on my way. You're not going to call. Why won't you call? Why?
But that's our space.
Jesus, friend.
That's our space.
Kola, take my
stupid. And also.
Always call, eh? Always
also,
call.
The writer was wrong for hitting the girl first.
No.
Yes, she hit the girl first. The girl's hand was in her face. She didn't say the girl hit her.
No, but you cannot put your hand in someone's face.
She could have taken 10 steps back. She could have taken 10 steps back. You hit the girl first. You assaulted her first. People can say what they want with their mouth, and they can do what they want with their gestures. Once they don't touch you, you don't have a right to touch them back. To touch them if they don't touch you. You they don't have poker. A right to do so.
They had poker.
And she pushed the girl. She pushed her for what? If you want the girl to be away from you, take a couple of steps back. The writer herself sounds ferocious.
Look me.
So the writer fighting for a man that not even hers. She not fighting for her well-being, huh? She fighting for her man that not even hers because the girl did not attack her. The girl was just passionately quarreling with her.
Kola, she's fighting because she wants him, Kola.
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, she's fighting because she wants him. She wants him in
so
her
So you're
life.
Fighting for a man that's not even yours? Already?
Not,
already?
Not hers yet?
Okay. Not hers at all.
I love that. You gotta love it. Love.
That man sounding like a community man anyway.
Kola, I believe she was defending herself.
Yeah.
I don't believe she was
because
defending
Kola,
herself.
Because Kola, she did everything she was told to do. Go in the room, lock the door.
No, she did not. But
she girl
and
came
lock
after
the door
her
and wait until
and
she
knock
go.
On the door. Knock on the door. Knock on the door. And then
she did do everything she was told to do. She didn't do everything. She opened the door.
There was somebody knocking on the door.
Go in the room and lock the door and wait. But her being the ferocious type of person she is, she opened the door and she said, look me.
And she come outside. Come outside, she fighting.
And it is about time women stop fighting with women for men. It is about
with
not
that,
just,
I totally agree.
It's about time.
But
because
Kola,
at the end of the day, me that with you, you and I that in a relationship.
Kola,
I
we're not in any Kola, we're not in
not
any relationship.
Woman, huh?
Kola, we are not in any relationship.
No,
we
left. I'm speaking generally.
I know.
Generally. It is me and you that in the thing.
Not
the
other
outside
person.
Girl
okay,
have
okay.
Nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but so
why you don't go and fight with the man? The man that hurting your feelings, not me.
Okay, I see what
you why is me you want to fight with? I don't know nothing about you. All I know is what the man has been saying to me, and all you know is what the man has been saying to you. We don't know, obviously the girl knew that the guy had somebody in the house, so she didn't react like that.
Yeah.
She must be know that's how it's starting off, because that's how it started off with her too. She heard the music on the outside, the lights dim, the laughter. She maybe even heard her wine glasses clink together.
Yeah.
That's if she wasn't in the bush, Marco, in to see how long the inside
but
of there.
But Kola, I am agreeing with you, but Kola, you said something that I want to disagree with. The fact that
you
the girl came there unannounced. That is not something that you do at all.
Oh, no. I said...
Kola,
I said, when you're in a relationship, I don't see a problem with it. If you disagree, I respect that.
Right.
But if the two of you are
particularly if you're having
you
problems,
you leave the house, you have no right to come and bang on people's door. That's why I told you I would have called police.
Say that, caller. Say that. Let them
that
know
that. That is why I said I would have called police and I'd have police take you off of my property.
What's
because
you coming
look
in
what happened. Look what happened. What you coming and got my home? We're not together.
Yeah.
I don't have no conversation to have with you and tell you that you overreacting. Move. Leave. Sometimes you have to make your point clear.
Caller, even if we're together, but Vinland unannounced. Don't come there unannounced. Huh? Huh? I hear you, caller, what you say? I'm saying even if
we agree to disagree on that one.
Caller, you can't do that, man.
We agree to disagree on that one. Personally, I don't see a problem with it.
All right.
I don't have anything to hide myself. So if I'm with somebody and you feel like you want
anything.
To show up, sure.
Caller, you know the only problem is with you. You have the problem. It's not the person you want to go and see unannounced. It is you. You have the problem.
Yeah, of course. A lot of people have some insecurities from past traumatic relationships or whatever it is. So,
yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah,
but sometimes some people feel like they can handle those insecurities and they may not have a problem with you popping up. If I do it once and you have a problem with me popping up, we have a conversation about it.
You're getting vexed.
I know
so you have
my boundaries are.
So you have woman. Why you don't want me to come at your woman?
Not necessarily, no.
No?
I would know what my boundaries are. Some people like their personal space. Some people need to be told that somebody's coming over. Some people are not, you know, very social like that.
But Kola, thank you very much. You've been awesome as usual. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. 4523046 is the number to call. Want to hear your thoughts? Want to hear from you? What do you think about this afternoon's Letla? Should she leave that man alone? Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon, Letla. You're on the air.
First time caller.
Hey. Thank you, first time caller. How's the weather treating you? How are you doing?
Oh, I have to talk before I call for the longest time.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
But, my first thought, I would dress and leave. One.
Dress and leave.
Yes. Secondly, yes, you're saying you're going out together. Maybe it seems like you're single every single day you're out. But did you communicate that you're actually together, like
trying to build something, yeah.
Like, you know, as a person.
Yeah.
And
good point you're making.
Other one for me is she was the one that's banging on the door.
Uh-huh.
Was wrong to confront the girl. She's supposed to confront the guy in that.
Yeah. Caller, would you do something like that? And be honest, would you go over unannounced?
No, I wouldn't. I would call because I don't want you to approach my house either unannounced. I would just with you.
Well, okay. Okay, you'd call and say, hey, I'm coming over.
Uh-huh.
Or can I come over? That's
yes, I would.
Now, caller, what if you were in a relationship with this person and you're having difficulty? There's been...
I beg your pardon?
What if you... Oh, you were in a relationship with the person, and the two of you are having problems, issues with each other. Perhaps you still like him and so on, you know. What then would your answer be? Would you still go? Would you still not go?
Okay, sorry. Repeat the question.
All right, caller. I'm saying you were in a relationship with a guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And for whatever reason, you're having issues. And you're all separated, but you still like him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he still does stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
According to a caller, in your mind, you all are still together, right? But you all don't live together. But
not necessarily.
No. I'm saying, you may be thinking that you all are still together, but he still does nice things for you. So if you want food, you call him. As he brings something for you to eat, if you run out of gas, like a caller, buy gas for you. In that case, would you go over to his house unannounced?
No.
Still no?
No. You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do
that. All right.
You're not supposed to do
that. That is the point. That is the point. Now, Kola, even if things are cordial and the two of you are happy together, is it still okay to go unannounced?
According to maybe though his job... his family or some situation maybe he's going through at the time, according to, but I prefer calling and ask, is there anything like me to bring? Food, wine, something. But to me, you should still give heads up that you're coming. Maybe he's not home. They're doing something. Just, and at the same time, if something is going on outside there, I don't catch you doing anything. So, I just respect that.
Kola, and I'm saying something respectfully. It is not that, listeners, listen to me very carefully, and I don't know if my point would be a good one, but it is not that you're asking permission to come. You're just giving your partner a heads up that you are on your way. You understand? If it's my caller, because if you're my girlfriend and I'm speaking to you, I want to come see you, I go tell you, hey, see, babes, can I come? Nah. I say, babes, in the next half hour, I will come and check you. Then you will tell me, boy, whatever your excuse would be then. Okay, fine. But I just showing up at your home, Jesu. You follow me, Kola?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. And tell him again it is wrong to show up unannounced. Thank you, first time caller. Thank you. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
4523046 is the number. I hope I made my dad. I hope I was okay. I hope I was spot on, you know. I am begging you to come and see you as my person, as my partner. I am begging you. You know, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I see.
There's a difference. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, bro. Yes. God, know what you said, that one.
Iwa.
Yes, bro.
In the history of womandom, there's no such thing that they will not come unannounced.
Yeah.
Especially if they suspect that you're doing something.
They come in here, partner.
If it's walk, they will have to walk, they will walk. What? If it's a ride, they have to look because they want to catch you, they want to convince themselves. That is what the history of womandom has taught me. Mm-hmm. Now, listening to the letter, I feel really sorry for the young lady that came to the house.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, because now the girl will be scarred for life for a man that she probably will not be with. You see how dumb it is sometimes when you act out of passion and emotions without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got caught, so now she have a memory for life.
Yes.
But in this thing, I know you and I will disagree, Iwa.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
On the next point that I will make.
No problem.
I am not so much in favor of people having their cake and eating it. When a relationship is finished, so are the privileges that you had with that relationship. It finished.
So I can't do nothing for you. I can't.
It's not that I cannot do nothing for you. But it is also a period whereby people have to move on. And how is it that you allow yourself to move on when you still find yourself connected to your past? Now, this argument that, you know, we can be friends. Now, let us suppose, Iwa, your ex-girlfriend, she doing things for you. She know Gasamit don't like to wash and iron. So on Saturdays or twice a week, she come in and she's still doing that for you. Mm-hmm. She even ask you for a key. Now, when you're seeing all these things happening and you're enjoying the benefits of that friendship, you know, you wouldn't think, Iwa, that one day probably you can still ask her to help you lay some pipe on her? Iwa?
Yeah, I listen to you, caller.
No, but I'm asking you.
I think it can happen. There is a possibility.
Of course, it's not that it can happen. It will happen, boss. What happened to you? It must happen because, you know, I mean, you need to cut ties. And because he probably didn't cut ties and the girl probably is thinking that, you know, this man really loves me, you know. He's still doing things for me, you know. He's just checking for me, you know, and whatnot. But I don't know. If he had cut ties, then probably the girl would know that, listen, made it abundantly clear to me that, you know, he has moved on. He even have another woman, so me, I ain't going there. But if you send mixed signals, then you can't send mixed signals with two women. You have to be very direct and straight, black and white. Because the moment you give them a finger, Iowa, what's going to happen?
I don't know. You tell me, Kola.
Iowa, you know they're going to try to take the whole hand, of course. So therefore, you have to be crystal clear. Listen, Dudu, we're not together again. Let's finish with that. You know. But don't go and bring KFC and bring that and come and pick up and you calling yourself X. You understand? But you're doing the same thing that we used to do when we were in a relationship.
Well, not
probably not
Kola,
the canal part.
Kola, not everything, I say. You will not do everything. I mean, if things didn't end, you know...
Badly.
If things didn't end too cordial, and you know, and that person is still in your life, you're not still friends, and she needs some assistance.
If it's a once a blue, yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have that friend, you know, we had a good thing, and you have a flat, and there's nobody. Say, hey, can you come in? That's something.
Yes.
But you can't continue with the same patterns and the same behavior that when we were in relationship, and we say that we're not in relationship. But our behavior is not consistent with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I see that happening a lot now in a lot of relationships where people want to have their cake and eat it. And that brings a lot of problems sometimes. I feel sorry for the young lady that got her cut. I think that the girl that write the letter, I think I don't know. I have no opinion on her, to be honest. It's just a situation whereby I find that sometimes, you know, if we are straight with each other, very straight with each other, look, this is how it is. That can prevent a lot of, you know, issues.
Yeah, but Kola, do you give up on somebody that you want to be with? You know? What is your answer
okay.
to that?
Okay, that's a totally different story, huh? That is like, okay, let us just pause. I need some space. I need to think about this. We're not, it's not that we're no longer in a relationship. Just give me a week. Give me 2 weeks to figure this thing out and whatever. That is communication based on, that's a totally different thing. But if you say, we're not together, I can't deal with this thing. And then tomorrow, I need to go to work, it's raining, can you come and pick me up, please? But I'm at RCI, but I you have to come and pick me up now.
I'm coming and pick up, hey, buddy.
Well, I'm sure you check.
What?
You know, the girl still feels that she has power.
Yeah.
Look, I'll call him. You have to come, eh? So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes the privileges that you had in a relationship, when you're no longer in the relationship, you cannot continue with those privileges.
So, what the safest thing to do is cut all ties.
Cut ties.
Yeah.
Cut ties, because if, say, for example, you know, you don't cut ties and you want to start a new relationship, that might bring a lot of issues and insecurities.
Like what happened there? The girl come knocking on the door because...
Exactly.
...it's sending mixed signals. Yeah, you're right, Kola. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave it at that, Iowa. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 4523046 is the number to call. We can take a few calls. I want to hear from you. What is your opinion? Do you think that she should leave him alone? And do you also think that Mitt, like the last caller said, should cut all ties with the girl knocking on the door? All. Send a clear message that, hey, it is over. You're not allowed anywhere close to my home. Do not come there. Don't come there under no circumstances. Don't put a foot in the yard. Huh? Is that how it ends? Is that how it ends? I am one who believes in ending things on a good note. I mean, we're not together, but we can be friends.
Yeah.
We should be able to end like that. Thank you, Kola. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Iowa.
Hi, Kola. How are you doing? You good?
I'm good.
All right. Good.
Why you want people to agree to what you're saying?
No, you don't have to agree with me.
You can see the colors. A while ago, I heard you telling her, oh, Kola, what you say? I hate you saying nothing, Kola.
Yeah, but she wasn't speaking. But she wasn't speaking after I asked the question.
Iwa,
yes,
do you know how sweet and romantic it is to just show up.
No!
Awa, awa.
Move there! Move there!
Awa!
Kola, do you know how much war that stands? By just showing up?
I was also it raining.
Yes, sure.
And I just showing up, and I showing up with my coat and nothing under. I don't have to call you. What am I calling you for?
To let me know that you're on your way. Perhaps I could start
when
to
I
cook.
You surprised.
And then you come hungry. And then what you have there to cook? No food.
Well, you have to cook.
Of
but
course.
But that's what you have to do.
Yeah, so you tell me you're coming. I'm beginning to prepare. Because you are on your way. So I'll cook, you know, perhaps make
we'll
some...
We'll cook together. We'll cook together. We'll cook together, but I come in. I don't call you. I don't call
so,
you.
So, Kola, I'm saying that you saying that you don't agree with calling before, you know.
No. I'm in a relationship. I don't have to call you.
Wow.
You don't have to call at all. Say nothing.
What are you calling you for?
Anyway.
Babes, I come in over. No. And as a matter of fact, I should have my key.
Even if you have a key caller, you still have to call.
No, why do we need to call? Explain to me, why do I need to call if I'm going to my man's house?
Because
why? For what reason?
I want to prepare for you. Perhaps the sheets need to be perhaps the bed sheets need to change.
Iwa, you have too much tricks. You have too much tricks.
You see.
Nobody need. We don't need to call. We just showing up.
Show up, my girl.
Kayuki la.
Kola, you have a good heart.
Kayuki la.
Kola?
Pardon?
You have a strong heart?
Yes.
Okay, all right, well, let's show up.
But is that it?
But let me ask you. Let me ask you.
It's not for the weaker.
Before you go. Kola, what do you think she should do? Should she give him some time to sort things out? You know?
No, that's not good. Just get out of that. That's not healthy. Just leave that alone.
And
just give
girl,
up?
And the girl who came knocking on the door, what are your thoughts about her, Kola? Do you think that they're still in a relationship?
Maybe. Because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe they're still linking. Who knows?
Yeah, well, the writer of the letter said it looked like he'd still do things for her.
Well, yes. Now that's how relationships happen. People breaking up today, but they're still having sex. So that's another issue by itself.
Kola, would you go in the room if he tell you go in the room and lock the door? Would you have gone in the room?
I don't know if I would go in. I don't know what I would do.
Mm-mm. Would you want him to open the door to let the other girl inside?
No, I would not want him to open the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the other girl that's outside knocking on the door, the girl have all her rage already, we?
Exactly.
As soon as you open the door, it's poopy.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was wrong for coming there. You see the same thing you're talking about? Unannounced caller. Just you see the point you're making? Unannounced. Don't come unannounced.
Okay, Iowa, you win. Don't come unannounced.
No, I ain't win a caller. I'm just telling you, this is a very smart thing to do. If you're going to see somebody, you call and say, hey, you know, I'm coming to see you. Then you could hear what the other person has to say. Maybe they might even tell you, I'm not home. You know, caller. So
what if they say they're not home, but they're home?
No. If they're not home, caller. Wait, hey, caller. Let me caller, if you call me. Caller, if you call me. And I tell you, I am not home. Open it with Dika or maybe I home and I tell you, I'm not home.
Yes.
Caller, why you so? Why you so? Maybe I tell you I'm not a woman, I home. Huh? Kola, man, I tell you. Well, anyway, thank you. You've been wonderful, Kola. You've been wonderful. What? Yeah, what do you say, Zima? Maybe? You're telling me.
I'm not home, but you maybe home.
But you home. Why? I just don't know. I'm telling you, today, I am totally convinced that women, man, you're totally different from us men, listen. You'll behave totally differently when it comes to relationships and matters of the heart. You know? I can't imagine myself now knowing you have somebody with somebody inside and I come in and know. You know? Maybe long ago, my earlier years, would have done that. I come in the house, I knock, I jump in through the window, I come and do all kind of thing. But can't imagine now coming and knock on a lady's door and then knowing she have a fella there. Nah, I can't deal with them kind of thing. And you shouldn't too. Listeners, you shouldn't do that. Very often the police speak of de-escalation. That's what it means, sir. Yep. Avoid it if you can.
Yep.
Avoid it. But you know, when it comes to relationships, boy, you want to see, you want to know. You want to see that person. The caller say, let me tell you, I want to see her. I want to see who she is. The writer say, hey, I want to see who's going for that drama outside.
More like this, oops.
What?
More putting gas in the fire.
Hey. Let's take one final caller. See four?
Yeah.
All right. Good afternoon. Let us hear your final caller.
Hey, Tim Arisia,
yeah, buddy. Yes, my brother.
Let me just play devil's advocate.
Right.
Wouldn't you like that somebody, you know, the engine working well, show up at your home under that rain?
That under the rain there?
Answer the question.
Unannounced?
Tell the whole
quality point
RCI
is
what's going on. Wouldn't you like it like the previous quality?
Quality
put up at your home, just her coat under the rain, and you know the engine working well, that engine working, that I send in no oil, that engine working. Sick.
What if there's another engine at home?
No.
But I'm answering you.
No, you answer me for a question.
Okay, no.
Answer, the answer you me. Wouldn't like that.
No, you can't come unannounced. That's the point I'm making.
That is code number one.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But as man, you see, like, as now there, it's raining there. If a bird, or if my, well, I wouldn't say bird, because the man eating both of them people. The girl should probably take that into consideration. The man eating both of them people, and that girl probably have the habit of just showing up on and out.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yes, brother. You absolutely
can. So, it is what it is. I would, right now there, I will want somebody to show up at my doorstep with a coat and unannounced. Because I know I have no other bird home. So if it's that they have to do cover
it. Right, so the question bird, so if the question is there was a bird there, what happened?
If they have a bird there, then we go have to try and see if we could stay in the living room for a good while and or something, eh?
God, call up on you. Thank you very much for your contribution, right. Paula. Yeah, but blessing. Let me do some of your messages quickly. See, boy, anything you wanna add there quickly before you know we start reading this. What my thing, boy?
You're right.
I got it.
Well, in that situation, I believe like she should actually, depends on what she wants. If she's a relationship she's really seriously after, she should get to know what's really going on with the guy and then take it from there.
All right. Thank you, brother C4. I see you. The reason you cannot just show up is because it's my home, not yours or ours. Huh? But people, I mean, I may be sounding like I'm making light of this, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't.
And I think
anybody's home unannounced.
You know what I think too? I feel the respect starts from there, because when it comes to that, it will get like, you know, she go get comfortable, like, you know, taking stuff that, you know, going into stuff that really is personal. And when I say something like that, I mean, like, okay, she starts showing up unannounced, then she going to go on your phone without no permission. Like, you know, the respect starting to diminish. You know?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, man. We'll just show up at people home. Hey.
Yeah, I know you have a weakness. What are you doing?
I've been in a relationship for 5 years. I don't cheat, so there is nothing to hide. I live in my house, and my daughter lives with me. I would not bring another man in my house under no circumstances, and I need to be aware of what I teach my daughter. I don't want my partner showing up at my home unannounced, and I show the same respect to him. You can call when you're by the road, but don't show up at my door unannounced.
And
it's all about boundaries. Set them early.
Yes.
And you won't have those problems. He needs to cut ties with both of these women. And you see, there are several reasons you don't just show up at someone's home.
And that's the key words there, you know. Respect boundaries.
Come on.
Yeah.
I will just show up at your home. Hey, I was just passing it. You have passing my pass straight. Bye. You honest people, don't stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. Team RCI, ask why would a man having a woman which he cares for go out to look for another woman? Team RCI, something is something about us. Oh, some, it looks like I just want to ask, why would a man having a woman which he cares for go out to look for another woman? See, it must have been something he was not happy with. That's why he went to look for another woman. The man needed someone else in his life. No wonder he met her and took her to his house. Man is unhappy with the troublemaker knocking and banging on the man's house. All right? Yeah. This one says, Ranking that whole situation is little children thing that they. I'm too grown for this. Okay? I'm going to sit this one out. All right? This one says, boy, if you ignore the red flags, embrace the heartache to come. All right? And it says, ignoring the signs is a good way to end up in the wrong destination. Same script, different cast. And let me see. This one says, boy, Runkin, if I pay in your rent, I come in unannounced. Partner, even then, you should not. Let me tell you, even then, you should not. Worse, you paying rent and you are living there? Casa. People, let's start joking. You don't just show up. I wish she would be knocking until the bones in her fingers turn to marshmallows. I would not open no door. You don't call before you come, you're not getting inside. You see, there are people who know. People who know. You don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Good day, Iowa. I wouldn't leave him and the other woman wrong for that fight, your man. For that fight, your man. Why am I not the one with you? That's true. Why aren't you the one with him now?
Hmm.
You know, why he has another person at his home? Come on, people. Come on. You know, don't show up unannounced. Don't show up. It may be hurting. You feel like you want to go. All right? It's hurting you, boy. I go, and you're telling yourself I go in, but you're telling yourself the wrong thing. So you go there, and you get so upset. You hit him or her with something. She falls.
Huh.
And she never gets back up. What happened? Huh? Very often you hear the police speak of de-escalation. Stop it before it starts. You can stop it before it starts.
Yep.
Don't go. We'll be telling you, feel like going. You have the urge. Your whole self telling you go. You put your shoes already. Don't go. Don't go, people. Stay away. I know it sounds like it. See, don't go. Your man, I go in it. I want to see.
Hey, well, can you handle what you're going to see?
Yeah. You shouldn't. Don't know what to expect. Do you know what to expect? You know who the person is? What the person is capable, the next person is capable of doing. No, you don't. De-escalate. I know it hurts in. And folks, the truth is, at that time, that's your relationship already over if you have to go and see who then. It's already over.
That's right.
It will end eventually. So save yourself all the trouble and the roro and perhaps ending up in the calaboose. You know? Thank you very much, C4.
Yeah,
thank you,
man.
Listeners.
No,
first-time callers, thank you very much. Those of you who normally listen, but you don't call, I appreciate you. Callers, thank you very much. Folks, next week, Wednesday, God willing, we will do it again. This has been another Letla Made Possible. Marine, thank you. Made possible by Fruit CC Moss and Access.